This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. There's a new horse group on the scene in Illinois, the Western Dressage Association of Illinois. I spoke with group president Cindy Butler.
Our group is brand new. It started on January 10th, 2015, and was officially approved as an affiliate of the Western Dressage Association of America on February 24th, 2015. So we're really young and we're just getting started.
Butler described Western dressage as the combination of traditional dressage and Western pleasure riding. This style of riding hasn't been around very long, but they're not worried about being able to attract new members.
Yeah, the coolest thing about Western dressage is it's brand new. The Western Dressage Association of America was only founded in 2010, but it's the national recognized affiliate for the USEF, the United States Equestrian Federation, and the USEF has said that this is the fastest growing equine discipline in its history. So this is just amazing that it's growing in leaps and bounds.
Butler said she believes some of the attraction to the riding style is the variety it brings to the table as opposed to other show styles.
Well, I think it's a really cool thing for Western riders to do Western dressage because sometimes they get a little bit bored of just riding in circles like we do in Western pleasure sometimes, and they want to work on training their horse. I teach horseback riding lessons, so I love it for my riding students because it gives them patterns to focus on and goals for training their horses and themselves. So I think it makes you a better rider a lot faster. And the thing about Western dressage is that it's all about the journey. So it's about getting better and just always improving yourself and your horse. And we do it together with our friends, so that's even better.
With more and more riders eager to learn Western dressage, there is demand for instructors to help them along. Butler said their website has resources for riders in search of instructors.
Absolutely. If they check out our website, then we have a list of trainers who have been graduates of the Train the Trainer program that Western Dressage Association of America puts together throughout the United States. And we actually have three trainers in Illinois that have already been graduated from this program, and they can teach Western dressage lessons and do clinics. We also have a Train the Trainer clinic that's going to come to Illinois later on in the fall. So later on, I can give you more details about that.
Another popular part of Western dressage is schooling shows. Butler says these shows are a great learning opportunity for all riders.
In Western dressage, we have levels. We have an introductory level for people who are just starting out, and they have tests that they can ride. So basically, it's a pattern that you can download off the Western Dressage Association of America website and practice at home. Then you come to the show and you ride. And the really cool thing about Western dressage is that the judge gives you feedback so that you know what you did good and what you did bad and what you want to practice better for next time. So we have introductory levels, basic levels, and level one. Western dressage goes up to level three, though. Each movement that they do gets rated from 1 to 10, and then the judge will give them their rating and their comments on paper at the end of the day, so they'll be able to go home and work on more training.
The Western Dressage Association of Illinois will be hosting their own schooling show this weekend. Those who haven't signed up yet are still welcome to come and watch and ask questions.
It's going to be held at Royal Ranch in O'Fallon, Illinois, and you can look on our webpage if you want to get more information. We have a webpage at wdaillinois.org. We also have a Facebook page, so you can find us there and get more information there. The rules are available on either the Western Dressage Association of America website or on the USEF website.
For those interested in learning more about Western Dressage or the Western Dressage Association, Butler has this information.
If anybody's interested in becoming a member of the Western Dressage Association of Illinois, and again, you can go to wdaillinois.org for more information. But we do have some programs with our graduates of the Train the Trainer program where they will get discounts if they're members of WDAIL. So definitely it's worth it. We get discounts at all of our events that we have and at some vendors and shops in Illinois. So check it out. It's really fun, and we're all learning together. So it's mostly about how to improve your horsemanship and your partnership with your horse. And our goal is happier, healthier, more sound horses with more knowledgeable riders. And again, it's all about the journey. We hope everybody that's interested will come out to the show at O'Fallon this weekend. And we're going to have some raffles, some silent auctions, and lots of horses there. If they want to come and volunteer, they can. It's too late to sign up to ride because the ride times have already been allocated. But it's a good chance to come out and see what it's all about.
Again, that was President of the Western Dressage Association of Illinois, Cindy Butler. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.